奉主耶稣圣名作见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I bear testimony.
诸位亲友，诸位主内同龄，大家平安。
May the peace be with all brothers and sisters, and also friends and relatives.
今天晚上跟大家一起来分享主耶稣所说过的两条门路。
Tonight, I would like to share with you the two gates which is spoken by Jesus.
有一次，我们乡下有一位老弟兄到城市里面来。
There was once a brother from the countryside went to the city.
知道有刚成立不久的一所教会。
And there was a church that was founded not long ago.
但是他不知道在哪里。
But he didn't know where the church was.
他就看到有一间非常高大的会堂。
And then he saw this one tall church building.
他就想，既然一样教会，应该会知道。
And he thought to himself that since this is also a church, probably they will know where his church is.
他就进去问。
So he went into the chapel and asked.
就有一个人接待他。
And there was a person who received him.
说你有什么事？
And people ask him, what may I help you?
他说，我想要找真耶稣教会。
And he asked, I would like to look for a true Jesus church.
你能够告诉我吗？
Would you mind telling me?
那个人就告诉他。
And that person told him,
你为什么要找真耶稣教会？
Why do you want to go to true Jesus church?
真耶稣教会会堂小小的。
Because True Jesus Church is just a small church.
信徒不多。
Not many members in it.
你看我们这边教会这么高大堂皇。
A look at our church right here is splendid, is big, and it's with a lot of people.
我们人这么多。
And we have a lot of memberships in it.
你既然要找教会，要信耶稣，就在这里就好了。
And if you want to believe in the Lord, you should stay right here.
但是我们这位老弟兄啊却告诉他。
But then this elderly brother told him.
我记得主耶稣曾经告诉我们。
And he says, I remember Jesus has told us.
他说，进到永生的门是窄的，路是小的。
He said, the gates to heaven is a narrow one.
进去的人也少。
And there are only a few, a handful of people that is able to enter it.
我是为了得到永生。
For the sake of salvation.
门那么大，路那么宽，做什么？
It doesn't have to be a broad way or a very wide road to be.
因为主耶稣说，那是到灭亡的地方去哦。
Jesus said that that is the way to destruction.
哇，那个接待他的人气坏了，就把他赶走。
And the one who received him was very angry and asked him to get out.
去找你的真耶稣教会。
Just get out of my chapel and look for your own church.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
十三节，十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.Verse 13, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Verse 14, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
主耶稣告诉我们有两条门路。
So Jesus tells us here that we have two gates or two ways.
有一条是引人到灭亡的路。
One of which is the gate to destruction.
那一条路啊，门很宽，路很大，所以进去的人很多。
And that gate is wide and also broad and leads to many people enter through it.
另外有一条路。
Then there's another gate.
是引人到永生的路。
It is the gate that leads to life.
但是那一条路门很窄。
But then, this gate is narrow.
路很小。
And this road is small.
所以找着的人也少。
Therefore, there's only few founders.
我们常常会走到十字路口。
Sometimes we come to a junction on the road.
尤其到一个陌生的地方。
Especially when we go to a city that we don't know.
哎，如果路标不是很清楚。
If the road signs aren't clear.
我们常常会不知道往哪一边走。
And we often find ourselves lost.
哎，所以有时候会迷路。
Therefore, we often lost our way.
哎，如果有人指引，虽然多绕了一些冤枉路，还能够到达目的地。
If somebody were to give us a direction, probably we'll get around it. It's only a matter of time.
我们说，差之毫厘，失之千里。
But sometimes you might just miss a few streets that ends up into somewhere far.
如果我们自以为，哎，我走这条是对的。
If you insist that this street that you're going to is correct.
哎，也不看路标。
And you try to ignore the signs.
也不问人。
And you didn't want to ask anyone around.
就很固执的一直走。
Then if you insist to do to go your own way.
结果越走越远。
As a result, you're going to end up somewhere far.
哎，尤其在我们人生的十字路口。
It is especially true to our ways of life.
我们必须呀、啊。要做一个明智的抉择。
We must be clever and also intelligent in making our choice.
正确的路能够指引我们到达我们所要去的目的地。
The correct gate or the correct way will lead us to a right destiny.
虽然这个路小，不好走。
Even though this gate is small and also is a narrow road to travel.
这条路要走得很长。
And even though this road, you may have to spend a lot of time with it.
但是却能够带我去到我要去的目的地。
But then it leads to a right destiny for you.
我们总不能说，哎呀，这个路小，这么难走，我们找一条大路来走。
We cannot just look for a way which is wide and also broad just because it's easy to travel on.
如果那条路没有办法达到我们要去的目的地，
If this way is not leading us to the right destiny,
门很大，路很宽，很好走，有什么用呢？
And it is useless if it's even wide or broad.
有一天，我们的生命总要结束。
One day our life will end.
我们将来往哪里去？
And where are we heading to in our future?
没有一个人不要经过死亡。
There's no one person who can avoid themselves from death.
为什么人会死？
Why do men die?
圣经给我们一个非常正确的答案。
And the scripture has told us a very correct answer.
因为人死的原因很多。
There are many reasons why people die.
但是最正确的一个答案。
But the most correct answer of all.
在圣经罗马书啊第六章三十三节告诉我们。
Which is recorded at Romans chapter 6 verse 33.
罪的工价乃是死。
And the price of sin is death.
哎，死是从罪来的。
Death derives from sin.
哎，没有一个不会死的人。
There's no one who's invincible and not able to die.
哎，我们知道，就没有一个没有罪的人。
Then we understand that the fact that there is no one person without sin.
啊，什么叫死？
What do we mean by death?
死就是失去生命。
A death means the loss of life.
所以起初神造人的时候，
At the beginning when God created man,
赋给人类神的生命，
And God has given the life to man.
所以人成为有灵魂的人。
Therefore, man is become a life with soul.
人是按照神的形象造的。
And man is made in the image of God.
有神的性情。
And there is temperament of God.
所以人都有恻隐之心。
Therefore, men do have compassions.
都有一颗良心。
And also have a heart of conscience.
都有伦理道德。
And also have a heart of morality.
因为人是按神形象造，所以有神的性情。
Because since man is made in the image of God, therefore we have the temperament of God.
神为了让人永远活在他的爱里面，
in order for man to live in the love of God,
享受神一切丰盛的恩典，
and also to enjoy the everlasting blessings of God.
所以神的国度里面也有他的规矩，
and there is also rules in the heavenly kingdom.
国有国法，
and there is also rules for a country.
乃是为了维持国家社会的秩序。
All of these rules are to bind the orderliness of a country.
法律乃是为了刑罚恶人的。
And the laws are to punish the criminals.
刑罚那些不守法的人。
And also to punish the outlaws.
为了保障好人。
And also to protect the innocent.
他的生命，他的财产。
And also protect the property.And also life of people.
是人违反了国家法律，就要受法律制裁。
If someone were to disobey the laws of a country, he will be punished and be put into prison.
所以在神的国度里面，神也有他制定的制度。
In the kingdom of God, it is the same way that there are rules given.
神对所造的人说。
And God says to the man that he created,
所有的果子你们都可以随意吃，尽情地去享受。
He said, all of the fruits in the garden, you can eat them all you want.
但是善恶树上的果子不可吃。
But then the fruit of good and evil, you should not eat them.
吃的日子就必定死。
The day that you eat, you shall die.
后来人因为经不起诱惑，
but then man cannot withstand such a temptation,
就违背了神的命令。
So they have gone against the commands of God,
就丧失了神赋给人类的这个生命。
Therefore they lost the life that has been given by God,
就是死就临到众人。
And that's the reason why death has come upon human.
这就像树枝离开了树干了。
It's like a branch that has been cut off from the tree trunk.
跟生命的根源隔绝了。
And you have been segregated from the source of life.
他就丧失生命了。
And you lost your lives.
如果有机会，这个离开树干的树枝能够再接回树干里面。
If those broken branches were to be able to fix back to the tree trunk,
截肢成功了。
And you are able to put it back to the trunk.
他就从树干这个再得到生命的浇灌。
Then you are able to be nourished again by the life of the tree.
他就会重新发芽长叶，开花结果。
Then you can once again germinate and also be fruitful.
他的生命就生生不息。
And the life will be in continuance.
如果这个离开树干的树枝没有机会接回生命的根源，树干里面。
If a broken branch has been is not able to be put back to the trunk,
那离开树干的树枝，它就会慢慢的枯萎了。
Then these broken branches will wither.
到最后就被丢在火里烧了。
Eventually, you will end up in a fire.
人犯罪之后，就是等于树枝离开树干。
And after a human committed sin, it's likened to a branch that has been cut off from the tree trunk.
这是第一次的死。
And that is the first death.
就是你丧失生命。
Which is the loss of life.
啊，完全枯干了。
And it's already dried and withered.
被丢在火里烧。
And been thrown into the furnace.
他就再也没有得到生命的机会了。
Then you will never ever have another chance of gaining life.
这就圣经里面所说。将来第二次的死
like what the Bible says it will be the second death
所以神造的人亚当犯了罪之后圣经说他又活到930岁才死
and the Bible says after Adam committed sin he lived till the age of 930
其实他犯罪的时刻就跟生命的根源隔绝了就好像树干树枝离开树干了
In fact, right at the point when he committed sin, he has been cut off from the tree trunk. Therefore, his life has already departed.
他又活到930岁，这不过是离开树干的树枝，还没有完全枯干的期间而已。
Even though he lived for 900 some years, but the fact that he has already been cut off, it's just that he has not come to fully withered.
所以如果所以耶稣才说一个人活着来信我
So if there is one person come to believe in the Lord
就必永远不死
And he shall never die
也就是说这个离开树干的树枝得到机会了能够接回生命的根源里面
Which means to say that a broken branch that can be once again be fixed back to the tree trunk
就得到再得到耶稣生命的浇灌
then you can once again receive the nourishment of life from Jesus
他就能够生生不息
then this branch can once again live again
也就是耶稣所说的信我的有永生
and just like what Jesus said that those who believe in me will have eternal life
所以耶稣说一个人活着来信我就必永远不死
So Jesus said that if a person come and believe in me, he shall never die.
所以在我们人生的路上
In our ways of life,
我们一直在经历的劳苦愁烦
We continuously experiencing a lot of pains and toil.
生老病死
And also sickness and also death.
有时候觉得人为什么活着
Sometimes we wonder why we live.
人活着是为了来世上受罪的吗
Are we living in this world just to suffer?
没错
It is true
人就是有罪所以在世上就要受罪
It is because man does have sins therefore we have to suffer in this world
圣经告诉我们
And the Bible tells us
我们看使徒行传
Please turn to Book of Acts
十七章
Verse 17 Chapter 17
二十六节
Verse 26
使徒行传十七章的二十六节
Acts chapter 17 verse 26
这里提到他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上并且预先就定准他们的年限和所住的疆界二十七节
Verse 27.
要叫他们寻找神，寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的，有人说，我们也是他所生的。这里让我们。感受到人活着好像受命运啊在主宰。
We feels like we have been manipulated by fate.
我要活得快乐，常常不快乐。
I wanted to be happy, but I always find that I'm unhappy.
我要活得长寿，很多人夭折。
I always want to live long, but there are so many people who just
die too quickly. 我不要死，偏偏死会临到众人。
I don't want to die, but then death will come upon each and every one of us.
我要像王子一样出生在王宫，享受荣华富贵。
I would like to be like the prince who was born in the palace and enjoy forever.
但呢，很多人出生在蛮荒野地，那些贫穷、痛苦的地方。
But then there are people, many people who are born in the places with poverty.
神预先定准我们的年限所住的疆界。
And God has already predetermined the time and also places that we're going to be at.
并且我们的生活、动作、存留都好像有一个在掌管着我们一切的事。
And for in Him we live and move and have our being.
都是我们无法所抗拒的。
All of these are inevitable.
为什么？
Why is that so?
这里很清楚告诉我们。
And it tells us here very clearly.
是为了让我们去寻找神。
It is for us to seek after God.
寻找那掌管着我们生活、动作、存留的神。
To seek after God, who's overlooking us.
很多人没有办法回到神那里去。
There are a lot of people who are unable to return to our Heavenly Father.
迷失在这个世上。
They're lost in the world.
而有些人就找算命的。这个先生
there are people look for a fortune teller.
求他替我们改运。
And they would like the fortune teller to change their fate.
他如果能够改我们的运，他就改自己的运，他就不必那么辛苦了。
If he can change someone else's fate, then he could have just well changed his own fate, then he need not work anymore.
有些人就哎呀，这个命中注定的。
And there are people who believe that they just have to live by faith.
只好认了。
They recognize the fact that they have to live in faith.
这也是我们所说的宿命论者。
These people are the people who believe in faith.
那是消极的。
And those are just being extreme.
那是悲观的。
And those are people who are pessimistic.
那是无可奈何的。
There are people who are just helpless.
只好忍受。
Then they give themselves up to fate.
其实有一位又真又活的神在掌管着我们的一切。
As a matter of fact, there is a one true God that's overlooking us.
目的就是要我们懂得去寻找这位神。
The only purpose is for us to pursue this one true God.
但是今天呢，很多人把要到神那边去的那个门弄得很大
but then today,
路很宽
but then today there are a lot of people trying to make a bigger gate and a wider way
哦，世上太多神了
because there are too many gods in this world
很多是泛神论者
and there are people who believe that there are just numerous gods
什么都是神
everything is God
让我们找不到那真正掌管着我们生死祸福的这位神
then you cannot then you cannot find who is actually the true God
所以今天有很多人在寻找神哎呀有烧香就有庇佑了什么神都是一样先成则灵
there are people who believe in idols so they believe that as long as you are fervent with the idol then you're fine Their lives.
信哪个信都一样。
And there are people telling you, doesn't matter what you believe, they are all good.
都是劝人行善嘛。
All of these God are teaching you good.
中国人有中国人的神，外国人有外国人的神，你什么人就拜什么神。
There are gods for the Easterners, there are also gods for the Westerners. Doesn't matter what it is.
所以我们拜了很多人造出来的神。
And then a lot of people that you find, they are worshiping God that has been created by man.
罗马书第一章。
In Romans chapter 1.
这里告诉我们有两种神。
It tells us here there are two kinds of gods.
我们看二十五节，罗马书第一章二十五节。
Let's read the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 25.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎， 去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主，主乃是那可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。这里提到有两种神。
It says here there are two kinds of gods.
一种是创造天地万物的主宰。
One of them is the one who created this world.
造物主。
Who's the creator?
另外呢，就是拜受造之物。
There's another God, which is the created one.
所以拜神可以把它分为两类，一个是拜造物主，一个是拜受造之物。
So therefore, there are two different kinds of God. One is the creator, the other is the created.
当然，我们要选择拜那造天地万物、主宰着我们生死祸福的神。
And of course, we have to worship the God that has created us.
有些人认为信什么都一样。
Some people believe that doesn't matter what you believe in, they're all fine.
人只要行善就好了。
As long as you do good deeds.
善有善报。
And if you do good deeds, you're going to be repaid with goodness.
积善之家庆友谊。
So the family who's practicing charity will be blessed.
所以啊，信什么宗教都要，只要你心地善良，行善就好了。
So it doesn't matter which God you believe in or religion, as long as you're a good person, you're fine.
不要去做坏事就好了。
As long as you do, you don't try to avoid doing anything bad.
但是，中国的孔夫子怎么说？
But what did the Chinese Confucius say?
中国人把他尊称为至圣先师。
And Chinese regard Confucius as a prophet, a godly prophet.
他说：“文艺不能息，不义不能改，是我忧也。”知道好的事做不出来，没有办法迁就去做。
And he says that there are people who understand that there are things that people cannot do, but they still do it.
明明知道这不好的事情。
But then people also know that there are things that they should not do.
却改不掉。
But then they cannot avoid them.
我们中国人的罪啊，就是是非。
And this Chinese character of sin means that people are involved in sins.
酒色财气。
And people are involved in drunkenness and also sexual morality.
都不好。
All of which are no good.
但是很多人沉迷在当中。
But there are people who indulge in them.
没有力量来脱离。
And without the power to overcome those sins.
其实呢，圣经怎么告诉我们？
As a matter of fact, what the scripture tells us.
雅各书第四章十七节。
James chapter 4 verse 17.
知道善，如果不去行，那就是你的罪。
So if you know the good and if you don't practice it, then it's your sin.
知道好的事，知道善，你不行，那你缺德。
If you know what is good and you don't practice them, then you are not, you're not good.
失去善。
Then you have already lost your conscience.
那就是罪。
And it is sinful.
行善不过是人的本分，人该做的事情而已。
To do good, it is a responsibility of people.
不但我们没有办法行善，就是你行了善，也是尽本分，人的本分。
Not only we have to do good, because doing good, it is just our basic responsibility.
不是功劳。
It is not a merit for you.
很多人知道要信耶稣。
Many people know that you have to believe in Jesus.
因为耶稣乃是造天地万物的神。
Because Jesus is the creator of universe.
那是我们人类唯一的救主。
And also he is the only savior for all humankind.
哦，就很多人把信耶稣这个门开得很宽，路很大，信就得救了。
Therefore, there are a lot of people trying to make this gate to Jesus a wider one and a broader one.
只要你信就好。
As long as you believe in him, you are fine.
你心里相信耶稣。
As long as you believe Jesus in your heart.
你敢公开承认。
And if you are able to proclaim him in the public.
那你就得救了。
Then you are saved.
但是主耶稣怎么说？
But then what Jesus tells us.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
主耶稣说，凡称我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
Verse 21 says that many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? But not all these people can be saved.
所以不是说信了耶稣就得救了。
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you believe in Lord Jesus, you will be saved right away.
只要你心里有信就好了。
It doesn't mean that when you believe in Jesus in your heart, you will be saved.
但是主耶稣说，不是信了耶稣每个人都可以得救嘞。
Jesus said right here, not all those who call on my name will be saved.
所以有人呢，把这个门开得很宽，路很大，所以大家都要走好路走嘛，容易走的走嘛。
There are people trying to make the gate wider and also the road broader, so it's easier to travel on.
一样信耶稣信的自由一点嘛，我要怎么样都可以，那才自由。
If you choose to believe in Jesus, why don't you do it the easier way?
那才信得轻松。
And just do whatever you want, and you believe in Jesus casually.
但是主耶稣告诉我，哪一条路是到灭亡的地方去的。
That particular road or gate is leading you to destruction.
在箴言十六章的二十五节。
In Proverbs chapter 16, verse
25. 这里告诉我们有一条路。
It says right here there is a way.
人以为正。
That seems right to a man.
至终成为死亡之路。
But in the end, it leads to death.
那到底哪一条路才是正路？
Then we question, what is this one correct way?
主耶稣指示我们到永生的路，门是窄的，路是小的。
So Jesus has told us that this road leads us to heaven is going to be a narrow and small one.
主耶稣说，我就是门。
And Jesus said that I am the gate.
在约翰福音第十章。
In John chapter 10.
主耶稣这么说。
Jesus said this.
第九节
Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 9
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出自得草吃。第十节
verse 10
盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。这个羊小字作人。主耶稣用一个羊圈做比喻，它就是羊圈的门。
So Jesus used this herd of sheep as a parable.
从主耶稣这个得救的门进来的，
so、
才能够得到生命。
So for those who enter through the gate of Jesus will be saved.
并且从主得到宝足，活出更丰盛的生命出来。
And they will also find pasture within this gate, and also they will live to the fullest.
如果不是从主耶稣这个门进来的，都是贼。
For those who did not come through this gate are the thieves.
他无非是要偷窃、杀害、要毁坏人的生命。
And a thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
这也就是一个恶。一个撒旦的这个陷阱诱惑。
And this also symbolizes the trap that has been set by Satan and also the evil. We wanted to receive the eternal life. The only gate or the only way that you can go through is this narrow gate of Jesus. And please also turn to Gospel of John chapter 1.
太初有道，道就是神。
It says right here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
万物都是借着他所造的。
And all things in this universe are created by God.
并且生命在他里头。
And then this, there are lives in them.
14节。
At verse 14.
说个，这个道成为肉身到世上来。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
来住在我们中间,
and He dwelt among us.
充满满的有恩典有真理,
and we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and the only who came from the Father.
写约翰福音的就是耶稣的门徒约翰他说我们也见过他的荣光就是父独生子的荣光。
So the author of Gospel of John, which is disciple John, who says right here, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
在约翰福音3章16节, 主耶稣这么说,
and also over at John chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus said,
圣经说, 神爱世人,
for God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们,
that he gave his one and only son,
叫我们相信他的, 将来不至于灭亡，反而要得到永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以在使徒行传4章12节里面说，在天下人间没有赐下别的名，让人能够靠着得救人。
Therefore, in Book of Acts chapter 4, it says, there is no one spirit that will save one from this world.
耶稣就是要我们 将来得救进永生进天国的这个窄门，除了借着耶稣，没有人能够到父那里去。It's
only through this narrow gate of Jesus can we receive eternal life.
所以在约翰福音14章的16节，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就不能到父那里去。”
Therefore, over at John chapter 14, verse
没有接着他不能到湖那里去。
I'm the way, the truth.
14章第6节。14章
chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to Father except through me.
14章第6节，所以我们要从耶稣这个窄门进来。
Therefore, we need to enter this narrow gate of Jesus.
因为他是独一的真神。
Because he is the only God, one true God.
是我们人类唯一的救主。
He is the only one Savior for man.
除他以外, 别无拯救的。
We cannot be safe without him.
不是条条大路通罗马，什么宗教、什么信仰，通通可以。
Therefore, it means that not all religion and not all other ways can lead you to salvation.
主耶稣给我们立了非常清楚的指路牌。
And Jesus has instituted this one clear sign for us.
要到神那里去，这条路怎么走？
If you want to go to God, this is the only way.
虽然路是小,
even though this gate or this way is narrow,
却是引我们到永生的地方,
then it will take you to eternal life.
在约翰福音3章第5节,
over at the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 5,
那边就是有一个犹太人的官叫尼哥底母的来请教主耶稣。
There's a Jewish official by the name of Nicodemus that came and asked Jesus.
因为他看耶稣的, 所行的神迹以及他行为的表现，知道他是从神那里才来的。
He saw the miracles and wonders performed by Jesus. Then he knew better that Jesus was the one that has been sent by God.
所以呢，请教主耶稣，要怎么样行才可以进天国得永生？
So he came to ask Jesus what should he do in order to enter into the kingdom of God.
那约翰三章，约翰福音三章第五节，主耶稣就非常清楚、非常肯定的给他一条永生的这个道路。
Therefore, over at John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus said very clearly to Nicodemus,
若不从水和圣灵生，断不能进神的国。
If you are not born of water and the Spirit, you will not be saved.
哇，路有够小啊。
Then this way is just so narrow.
哎，只有从水和圣灵生，否则你就绝对不能进天国。
If you're not born of water and the Spirit, you will not enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那什么是水的生？
And what do we mean by born of water?
就是洗礼。
Which means the baptism.
啊，所以提多书三章五节啊，啊，就提到是重生的洗。
Therefore, in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, it says that is the baptism of rebirth.
哎，灵的生就是啊，受圣灵得到更新的生命。
And to be born of the Spirit, it means that you have to be, you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
一个人必须要接受洗礼。
And a person have to be baptized.
啊，洗礼才能够使罪得赦。
So baptism can wash away your sin.
所以马可福音十六章十六节，主耶稣说：“信而受洗，必然得救。”
So in Mark chapter 16 verse says that for those who believe in him and also be baptized will be saved.
绝对不是说你信了就得救。
It doesn't mean that you are simply saved just by believing it.
主耶稣说你要得救，必须相信，接受洗礼。
Jesus stressed that you have to believe first, then to be baptized.
那你要接受洗礼，不但相信，还要悔改。
But then, even if you receive the baptism, you have to repent as well.
所以《使徒行传》二章的三十八节、三十九节怎么说
？In Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39, it said,
耶稣的使徒啊，彼得就对那些啊相信的犹太人说
，So, Disciple Peter told those who believe in Jesus,
你们必须要悔改。
You must repent.
悔就是悔悟前非，改就是改正。
To repent means to recognize your past iniquities and also to change yourself for the better.
我以前接受的信仰错了。
If I have accepted wrong beliefs before,
我的思想错了。
If my thoughts weren't correct,
我的行为错了。
If my deeds weren't correct,
要悔改。
Then you have to repent.
相信你要有动作。
And if you believe, there must be action shown.
哦，悔改就是你相信的实际表现。
So repentance is a physical way of showing your actual deed.
然后受洗。
Then you go through baptism.
得到重生的生命。
Then you are able to be reborn.
因为受洗才能够使罪得赦。
With baptism, you can wash away your sin.
受洗才能够得到重生的生命。
Through baptism, then you can receive life again.
受洗才能够重新取得做神儿子的名分。
Through baptism, you can once again gain the name as the Son of God.
在加拉太书第三章二十六节
，In Galatians chapter 3, verse 12,
啊，就非常清楚的指示我们。
There's a very clear instruction for us here.
这里告诉我们，你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
It says here, because you believe in Lord Jesus, you are the children of God.
那信耶稣怎么成为神的儿子？
How can you become children of God by believing in Jesus?
二十七节就讲了。
Therefore, at verse 27 it said,
你们受洗归入基督的都披戴基督了。
It says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
受洗才归入基督。
So if you are baptized, then you belong to Jesus.
本来离开树干的树枝，借着信主耶稣受洗，哎，归入基督生命的根源里面。
So after baptism, a broken branch that has been put back to the trunk.
得到主耶稣生命的浇灌。
Then you will once again receive the nourishment from Jesus.
所以它会重新发芽长叶吗？就得到重生了。
Then you will germinate again, and it will be reborn.
哦，神这个救恩是不分种族的。
And the salvation is meant for all races.
所以28节说不分犹太人、希利尼人。
Therefore, verse 28, they stress that this is. There's neither Jews or Greek, a slave nor free, male or female.
也没有阶级问题。
There's no problem of status.
不分自主的、为奴的。
Irregardless of the slave and also those who are free.
也不分男女。
And regardless of the male or female.
哎，在神面前，人权平等。
And before God, all of these people are equal.
不分种族。不分贵贱，不分男女。
Regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of beliefs.
现在耶稣都归入耶稣里面，跟耶稣成为一体了。
So if you believe in Jesus, you all will come into oneness.
我们都是属乎基督了。
They will all believe, will all belong to Jesus.
哦，离开树干的树枝啊，丧失生命的，现在啊，归回基督，又得到。重生的生命了。
For those broken branches that have once lost life, can once again be reborn.
也就是亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙。
And which symbolizes the children of Abraham.
我们将来都要承受天国永远的产业了。
In the future, we will inherit the inheritance from God.
当然，怎么受洗？
How can we be baptized?
在罗马书三章六章的三节到五节说，洗礼是表明和耶稣基督同时同埋葬同复活。
So Romans chapter 6 is that it said that baptism means that we have been buried and also resurrected with the life of Jesus.
并且啊，必须要在死的形状和耶稣联合。
And you will be united with the image of Jesus.
圣经预言神要为他的子民开一个赦罪的泉源。
And God will open up this spring of redemption for his people.
所以施洗约翰在约旦河为人施洗。
So John the Baptist baptized people in the river of Jordan.
门徒在埃顿河为人施洗。
And also his disciples also baptized people in the river.
有一个埃提俄伯的太监呢，在沙漠地方、水泉的地方接受洗礼。
And there was also an Ethiopian eunuch that has been baptized in the well in the wilderness.
要在活水的地方。
And it will have to be of living water.
并且要与耶稣同时同埋葬，然后才能够同复活。
And you have to die together with Jesus and also to be buried and also to resurrect with Jesus.
耶稣怎么死?
And how did Jesus die?
约翰福音十九章三十节非常清楚的记载。
And at John chapter 19 verse 30, it clearly said,
耶稣死是低下头把灵魂交付神。
When Jesus gave up his last breath, he actually bowed his head.
表明和所以我们受洗要低下头，表明和耶稣同死。
In order to die with Jesus together, we have to die in His likeness.
然后全身受浸，表明和耶稣同埋葬。
And in order to be fully immersed in water, it means that we have been fully buried with Jesus.
受洗之后从水里上来。
And after the baptism, if you get out from the water,
就表明和耶稣同复活。
It also symbolizes your resurrection with Jesus together.
既然一个典礼 就必须要有这个仪式来完成。
This sacrament will have all these factors in order to be a complete one.
所以这条路很窄。
Therefore, this path or this way is going to be a narrow one.
很小。
It's going to be a small one.
不能说啊，在水里也可以，什么样都可以。
You can't just say that any kind of sacrament will do.
不止这样。
Not only so.
在约翰一书第五章第六节到第八节。
In John chapter 5, verse 6 to 8,
还提到必须要有圣灵做见证。
It also says that you must have the testimony of Holy Spirit.
我们受水受洗是在水里面，为什么变成耶稣的宝血能够洗掉我们的罪呢？
So if we were to be baptized in the water, how can we say that our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus?
因为有圣灵做见证。
Because Holy Spirit will serve as your testimony.
圣灵是为神的儿子耶稣基督做的见证。
Because Holy Spirit will testify that you are the children of Jesus.
人的见证我们都接受了，神为耶稣基督所做的见证，我们更应该要接受。
If we can accept the testimony of man, so can we accept the testimony of Jesus?
是在教会里面呢、有太多这方面的见证。
There are too many testimony in the church.
我一个儿子出生就犯了先天性胃反常。
One of my son, he was born with stomach problem.
已经没办法了。
There was no way of curing him.
就想，凡是人都有罪。赶快让他受洗，使他的罪得到赦免。主耶稣接他回去，我们也尽了做父母的本分。
And I thought to myself, if my son were to be baptized, even though he's not going to live anymore, I'm pleased to have him baptized and return to Heavenly Father.
主耶稣怜悯，受洗起来之后，先天性的胃反常竟然好了。
So thanks the grace of God, after the baptism, my son was totally healed.
今年45岁了。
And this year he's 45.
五个兄弟里面身体最健壮的。
And he's probably one of the strongest among five siblings.
神的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
我以前喜欢喝酒。
In the past, I liked to drink.
甚至常常醉酒。
I was always drunken.
受洗起来，真的得到重生了，自然而然就把酒戒掉了。
And after the baptism, I was able to do away with alcohol.
我不晓得经历多少次总要改，总是改不掉。
There are too many times I attempt do away with my with alcohol.
受洗起来，自然而然，就不想喝酒了。
And after the baptism, I just gave up alcohol.
在教会里面还有很多例子。
In the church, there are also many other examples.
有吸毒的，受洗之后，毒品竟然改掉。
There are people who are drug addict before the baptism, but after baptism, they have totally given up drugs.
这是一个印证，要证明耶稣基督的宝血确实有赦罪的功效。
There's this one testimony to testify that baptism indeed carries the power of redemption.
何况主还应许是圣灵帮助我们来更新我们属灵生命，让我们活出更丰盛的生命出来。
And we need not to mention that Holy Spirit has been given us to renew ourselves.
所以圣灵是神的灵，是给我们无限的力量。
And Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that's been given to us with unlimited power.
只要我们被圣灵充满。
As long as we are filled with Holy Spirit.
愿意顺服圣灵。
And we're able to submit to Holy Spirit.
得胜一切的罪恶。
Then we're able to overcome all sins.
圣灵并且带我们进入真理里面。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth.
约翰福音十六章十二节十三节。
And John chapter 16 verse 12 and 13.
圣灵让我们明白一切的真理。
And Holy Spirit will allow us to understand all truth.
让我们能够明白神的旨意。
So we can understand His will.
让我们能够去判断是非。
So we can discern the right from wrong.
做一个最正确的抉择。
And to make the most correct choice.
圣灵更是我们将来进天国得基业的一个印记。
And Holy Spirit will be this evidence for our entrance into heavenly kingdom.
人死了，将来真的能够复活吗？
In the future, can the dead be raised?
我们从水和圣灵重生，将来真的就能够进天国吗？
If we are born through the water and also Holy Spirit, are we able to be saved truly?
加拉太书第四章的第六节、第七节。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
So, 既然我们信了耶稣是神的儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入我们里面，让我们能够呼叫天上的神做阿爸、做父。
So if we are able to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, then He will able to live within us, so they will call Him Abba, Father.
所以圣灵是给我们一个印证，不是说我信耶稣我是神的儿子，要神承认我们呢。
So the Holy Spirit is only an evidence.
不是你说我是神的儿子，你就变神的儿子了。
So it doesn't mean that when you become children of God, you indeed become children of God.
台湾有一个富翁死了之后，哇，竟然啊，很多人来说我是他的儿子。
There was a wealthy person who died in Taiwan. There are many people came and said they're his children.
你是他的儿子，你说你是他的儿子，你就是他的儿子吗？
If you said you are his children, are you really his children?
你就能够分财产吗？
Are you able to gain part of the inheritance?
现在科技也很发达， DNA 一检验，哎，是不是他的血统，马上清清楚楚的。
So technology has advanced. So that you can actually examine your DNAs.
不是单凭你嘴巴说的。
So you can just say it.
我们是信耶稣是神的儿子，神就用圣灵来印证我们，承认我们，我们是他儿子。
So if you say that you're the children of God, then you will have to have this Holy Spirit in order to prove yourself.
在以弗所书第一章十三节、十四节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
哎，圣灵不但印证我们所接受的是真理道得救的福音。
Not only Holy Spirit can testify for us the truth.
并且啊，也做我们将来得天国基业一个凭据。
And it also serves as a proof for us to receive the inheritance in heaven.
所以信耶稣将来进天国，不是单单自我安慰，哎，嘴巴说说而已。
So believe in Jesus and entrance into the heavenly kingdom is not only something that we say about it.
啊，正如耶利米先知所说的，我已经把生命以及死亡的路清楚地摆在你面前，我们要做一个正确的抉择。
And just like Prophet Jeremiah, that I place my way before you to make the right choice.
啊，我们现在啊，要请这个教会这个四重唱啊，四重奏啊，来乐器的演奏啊。
And right now we would like to invite the church quartet to present music.
然后我们请杨传道来带领我们祈求灵恩。
And then we'll ask preacher Yang to lead us into the prayer of Holy Spirit.